Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Monday through Friday at 8 a.m., Harrison Smith and American Journal knocks it out of the park. Then I go live at 11 a.m. Central, 3 p.m. Then a nice big dose of freedom with amazing guests and research with Owen Schroyer, 3 to 6 p.m. Central. And I do a lot of new live shows, weekend shows. I'm going to start a podcast soon, 3 days a week that's basically commercial-free. I'll have a few breaks in it. Some of it's going to be a live podcast, something a lot of people don't do. Just like this live radio / TV show. That's all coming up. We're going to be joined by a lady who has quite a testimony to tell. Coming up next segment, Kimberly Fletcher of MomsForTrump.us. But I want to go to this report to remember that they're trying to glaze over the fact that it's confirmed that Peter Daszak and Fauci created the bioweapon that is COVID-19. Here's the report.
Bats have a higher proportion of zoonotic viruses than any other group when you correct for all the underlying biases in literature. So they really are a risky group.
The Peter Daszak EcoHealth Alliance ruse is disintegrating after the smoking gun was discovered. In fact, the chairman of the Lancet COVID-19 Origins Task Force, tied to Peter Daszak and EcoHealth Alliance, just disbanded.
I want to learn about the EcoHealth Alliance. What is it?
Well, we're a non-profit, a typical charity,
501c3, right?
501c3 in the US, funded by federal government and other sources, but then try and take the science and do something with it on the ground. So that's the charity side. That's the 501c3 side of it.
But will Congress properly address it without it just becoming a debate on the national stage between the scientific jargon of researchers? And if so, will they be able to explain it to the rest of the world in layman's terms? Or will it just remain in the groundbreaking Intercept article, quietly reimagining the origins of COVID-19. In 2018, a proposal was rejected by the U.S. Military Research Agency from Peter Daszak, president of the nonprofit EcoHealth Alliance. The proposal described the insertion of human-specific cleavage sites into SARS-related bat coronaviruses. Essentially, Daszak had proposed the research of a radical new way for SARS-related coronavirus to be transmitted to human beings via what is known as the furin cleavage site, weaponizing the virus to more efficiently bind to and release its genetic material into human cells.
Do you do that? Do you go out in the field?
Yeah, I still do. I have two countries that I still kind of am in charge of in the organization, China and Malaysia.
You're saying these are diverse coronaviruses and you can't vaccinate against them, there are no antivirals. What do we do?
Well, so I think coronaviruses are pretty good. I mean, you're a virologist, you know all this stuff, but you can manipulate them in the lab pretty easily. Just spike protein drives a lot of what happens with the coronavirus, zoonotic risk. So you can get the sequence, you can build the protein, and we work with Ralph Barrick at UNC to do this. Insert it into the backbone of another virus and do some work in the lab. So you can get more predictive when you find a sequence. You've got this diversity.
Again, DARPA rejected the proposal. Yet 2 years later, Daszak's proposal appears in what we now know as COVID-19, which originated from the vicinity of the Wuhan lab in China, where the EcoHealth Alliance SARS research continued. Furthermore, this odd new feature that Daszak had previously proposed on the spike protein of the virus had never been seen in SARS-related beta coronaviruses, the class to which SARS-CoV-2, the coronavirus that causes the respiratory illness COVID-19, belongs. Further layman's terms, there is now plenty of evidence that Daszak, may have laid out a method by which to commit mass murder with a bioweapon. The NIH funded it. The NGO-based United Nations Agenda 2030 War on Free Humanity prepared for it, and the think tank's untouchable leading superpower, China, unleashed it. While government lobbyists worldwide are using Daszak's smoking gun to make the vaccine industry's billions with vaccines that don't work, while ushering in a tyrannical New World Order lockdown. John Bound reporting.
I'll tell you what's life and death. If you don't have freedom of speech, if you don't have the right to be able to communicate, then you don't have a future. Always when governments take away speech, they then enslave the population, and then they finally start exterminating the population. And America, the entire world, is going down the tubes because the UN Global's directed Great Reset. That's why it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air and that all of us stay healthy. That's why I'm offering a bunch of our best-selling products at 50% off for a limited time only until the end of the month of September. That's only about 12, 13 days as of the time we're taping this. And that means all of these amazing products. We have Ultra 12, highest quality B12, taken out of the tongue. We have Winter Sun, highest quality organic vitamin D3, taken out of the tongue. Amazing. We've got Knockout the Sleep Aid. We've got Hair and Beard Formula that's got all the vitamins and minerals as well, not just for your hair and beard. And we've got our great liquid turmeric formula, all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And it keeps us on the air. Take action, and I thank you.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back now into hour number three. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and Kimberly Fletcher of MomsForAmerica.us is joining us. I was familiar with her group, reaching millions of people, but then a mutual friend of ours contacted us a few weeks ago, and they said, listen, she's really, really sick, and she can't get any help. The regular doctors won't help her, so we put her in touch with a Texas doctor that helped me and my family with the hydroxychloroquine, with the different things like the budesonide, with the ivermectin. And my dad was like 82, 83% oxygen, couldn't get up. He had gone to the hospital. They intubated me to die. The next day he was up putting together lawn furniture that he'd gotten delivered in boxes that wasn't put together yet. And his mind was gone for about a week after that, but, you know, he's basically bounced back now. But physically, it was just dramatic. And they're trying to suppress that now that Regeneron is helping so many. And it's even approved for COVID. Biden's been trying to ration that from the red states. And so we've sent up a crew member to Dallas from Austin to give her and her husband the medicine, because the doctors wouldn't give her the prescription. The medical doctor gave her. And within a day, we called to see how she was, and she was already back on the road. So she's here to tell that story. I appreciate her to tell that story because people need to hear this. It's not just the studies they're suppressing about this stuff, budesonide and the rest of it. It's that, and the fake stories they're putting out about it, where, oh, the hospitals are full of people on ivermectin. None of that was true. It was all fake. It's the anecdotal evidence that I experienced with a lot of my crew and my family and myself and my wife. So it's really important we get this out so people know. So Kimberly Fletcher, again, from MomsForAmerica.us, and joining us. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me. I am really excited to actually tell this story. More moms, more families need to know about this, what there is out there that can help support them.
Absolutely. So let's just start at the beginning, because a lot of people last year, the statistics were COVID was overblown. They were people that died in car wrecks or gunshot wounds. They were saying was it people with three types of cancer. They were saying was COVID. But then this year, I told people about 5 months ago, hey, real stuff's going around. This is serious. And then I experienced it 2 months ago. You experienced it a few weeks ago. Not like the flu, not like a cold. Worst thing I've ever been hit with. And I'm pretty tough. Almost killed my dad. Describe what happened to you.
So First of all, I did not know that I had COVID for several days. And the reason why I didn't even consider that I had COVID is because I took the test last March and it came back negative the first time, but then they said, we want you to come back and take it again. So I went back and took it again and they said it was positive. And I had, you know, flu symptoms and I think I had the flu. There's no way in heck I had COVID last year. And so when I started to get sick this year, it immediately started with a high fever and chills and body aches. And I thought, oh, I'm getting something. And so I came home and I rested and I because so many people, so many of my friends have been telling me, you got to take this seriously. I thought, okay, just on the chance that maybe it's COVID, but I was pretty sure it wasn't. I contacted a local friend here in Nebraska on the way home. I stopped at her house and she gave me hydroxychloroquine, but I only had 3 days worth. So I took it for those 3 days and I was like, doing pretty well. I'm like, okay, I don't know what that was, but obviously it wasn't COVID. And so I just went on, you know, with my life and my daughter was with me and we made it. We went to Nashville and had some events there and we started to get really sick. And I'm like, okay, we got to get home. And, we had a flight to Dallas. So I said, okay, let's get the flight to Dallas. I think we've got the flu. We were wearing masks and for the first time didn't mind. And we're like, okay, we just got to get home. And so we got to Dallas and we couldn't make it any further. My daughter, when she got off the plane, could not breathe and she already has asthma. And so I was very concerned and I said, don't even tell me where the hotel is. Just get me to a hospital. And I was adamantly opposed to hospitals because of everything that I'd been hearing. You go in there and they give you Remdesivir, put you on a ventilator, and you're either there for weeks or you die. And I'm like, we can't go there. They're not going to treat us. A God thing, she put in emergency room, not hospital. And it sent us to a 24-hour ER clinic. And when we got there, my daughter was when her symptoms first started, she was within the 10-day window. And so they put her on Regeneron, but I wouldn't let them give her anything until I understood what it was they were doing. So I have one of our moms is a nurse practitioner in Florida. And so I'm sitting there texting her while the doctor's trying to tell me what my daughter needs. And I said, they want to give her this antibody IV thing. What is that? And she said, is it Regeneron? And I asked the doctor and the doctor said, yes. And she said, take it. And I'm like, okay. So I'm just trying to get the best information I can in an emergency situation. So we both tested positive for COVID. They gave my daughter Regeneron. And then they said, you're outside the window of where it, when it works, but you're like right on the edge. So we're going to go ahead and try it anyway. And I'm like, okay. So we were able to get back to the hotel and we just slept all night long. And, it was the first time in days that we'd been able to really sleep. And then the next morning, oh my gosh, we were so, so sick. And there are all kinds of symptoms of COVID. People don't.
I was about to say, it's when you lay down and sleep that it really gets you. But continues.
Yeah, and I had no idea. So we get up the next morning, and I can't even explain it. It's like you're not inside your body. Like your body's out there doing its thing, and you're like, where is my brain? And when I was explaining to people, I said, the only way I can explain it is it's like being on a merry-go-round nonstop, and you can't get off. And you're dizzy, you're disoriented. We were nauseous, we were vomiting, we had diarrhea, all kinds of things. They don't say anything about COVID. That doesn't sound like the flu. And we never had sore throats. We were running fevers that would not go away. And so the night before, I called my husband and I said, we got to figure something out. We got to get home. We can't get on a plane. And so he said, we decided that the best thing was for him to just drive down and then drive us back home. So when he came down, he came in the room and all the lights were off and we're in bed going, you know, and he's like, oh my gosh, it's like a tomb in here. What is wrong with you? And I'm like, honey, we're going to have to go to the hospital. I don't want to go to the hospital, but I don't know what to do. I can't breathe. Cassie can't breathe. She was taking albuterol because she has asthma, but it wasn't helping. And we were in a very, very bad place. And my friend had texted me right around that time, and I had texted her a few days earlier before I realized I was sick, and asked her a question, and so she was responding back to me, and I said, I'm so sorry, I can't talk right now, Julie. I have COVID and I'm really sick. She went crazy. She was like, oh my gosh, what are your symptoms? And so I started telling her, and she said, I know exactly what you need. And she mentioned ivermectin. I've never even heard of ivermectin. Why? Why have I not heard of ivermectin? If that's something that's treating people and it's successfully treating people with COVID, why is that not all over the place? And then she was telling me about bredesidine and all these things. And I can't even think straight. And she said, we need to get you medicine. We need to get you medicine right now. Next thing I know, one of your awesome guys is driving up from Austin and bringing us a bag of all the medications we need. And we were able to get, because of you guys, thank God, we were able to get a hold of a doctor who just happened to be in Dallas, who's from another area in Texas, just happened to be there, was able to get all the medications we needed. So both myself and my daughter were able to get the medications that we needed. And this is going to sound crazy. I know it is going to sound crazy. But we got these medications, it was around, I think, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And by 5 o'clock that evening, Cassie and I were like, it's gone. It's gone. How can it just be gone? The brain...
So stay right there, because that's why I wanted people to hear this from you. My dad was at 82 for oxygen, blue. I told my mom, you got to get up. She was real sick. I said, Dad's going to die. You got to say bye to him. I said, he gets any lower, he's got to go to the hospital. They're intubating him. And literally, he was a lot better 6-7 hours later after the budesonide and the ivermectin. Next morning, put together 4 chairs that my mom had ordered that were in boxes. He had to put together. It was like 90% better the next day. We'll be right back, folks. Remember, the murdering criminals on the news and Fauci and Rolling Stone and all of them don't want you to know this, so you and your loved ones die. They're a bunch of Joseph Mengele's.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kimberly Fletcher of MomsForAmerica.us is our guest, and she's reached millions and millions of people, one of the biggest groups out there really energizing the Trump campaign. And we're glad she didn't die. We're glad her daughter didn't die. And again, we have a mutual friend, Julie, we won't say her last name, and she called us, and I knew at first we called in and had a doctor calling in from Texas, but then the pharmacy wouldn't do it. So then we went ahead and got one of my crew members volunteered to drive up to Dallas because he'd had it and seen the devastation and then seen what the drugs that Dr. Bartlett put us on did very quickly for him. And then by the time they got there, they'd gotten another doctor so they could get the other prescription they needed. And again, she's saying within 5-6 hours, dramatic. You got cut off by the break. Lay out what it was like, because exactly what you describe is where you're like out of your body, you're dizzy, you can't breathe. And then personally for myself, within about 5-6 hours of the ivermectin and the budesonide, I felt about 50% better. But I waited so long to get on it, I probably had it 4 or 5 days before I went and got tested and figured it out. And so then the crystals, the prions already done some damage. But I went from not being able to breathe in a day to just being uncomfortable for 3 or 4 more days. And again, that's because I waited long into it. But please continue with what happened to you and your daughter.
Yeah, so it literally was like night and day. And I know it sounds crazy. And that's the reason why I want everybody to know. And I'm on a mission now to make sure that every family out there knows that there is a way to treat this, especially moms, because moms are very concerned. And they're actually considering giving their children a vaccine. And I'm like, no, there is a treatment and your children are going to be fine. But why would they not do this? And that's what I kept questioning. So my daughter and I, When we went into the clinic, I thought they'll do something that will take care of us. And once we got the medication, and it was like night and day, I could not figure out why would they not just prescribe that? And so when we got the prescription from Dr. Bartlett for the remaining medication we needed, the pharmacies wouldn't fill it. And so we had to go, we went to Palmer Pharmacy in Dallas, Texas, and they filled it. God love them. Walgreens wouldn't fill it. CVS wouldn't fill it. And Walgreens said, because that's where we're, my husband's prior military and we have military insurance. And so when we went in, when he went to get the medication for us, they said the doctor would have to fill out this form to explain why it was he was prescribing this medication if we wanted the insurance to pay for it. And I said, well, pay cash, thank you. I'm like, that's crazy. Well, just pay for, just give me the tag.
But still they wouldn't, because they're ordered not to by Fauci. And even when the scientists say give it to people, which the NIH and others are saying, Fauci says no, Pfizer says no. Who made Fauci and the CEO of Pfizer in control of our lives? Because, again, they're killing a lot of people suppressing this, just like the ivermectin, just like the hydroxychloroquine, just like the vitamin D, just like the zinc, just like they're trying to block Regeneron right now.
Right. So I hear that it's a really interesting thing is I could not remember the name of the IV medication that they gave my daughter and I. And so I called the clinic to get the name of it because I wanted to make sure I had that because I was like, well, if that made a difference, I want to make sure this is on here. And so I called the clinic and they sent me back to the doctor who was on the floor. And as she was looking up what it was, what the treatment was that they gave me, she said, so how are you doing? Are you still sick? Are you getting better? And I said, oh my gosh, I am so much better. I got ivermectin and it changed everything. And she hung up on me. And I was like, what? So I called back because I still didn't have the name of the medication she gave me. And so, I said, what, you know, why did you hang up on me? And she said, well, that's not an approved medication. And I said, well, neither is the vaccine you guys are shoving down our throats, but you want us to take that. And she hung up on me again. And so I was like, wow, why do these people not want to know?
And because they made medicine political. Science and medicine was always about asking questions. It was always about doctors finding out what works, doesn't work. That's how most medications were discovered, was by just random. It's well known that ivermectin is antiviral. It's well known that hydroxychloroquine is antiviral. It's well known vitamin D is antiviral. It's well known. That's why they used to put, in the gin, they used to put a naturally occurring chemicals in there that were known to keep people from getting malaria. So they've been, and that's the same chemical that is in the hydroxychloroquine. So they've been doing this over and over and over again, and it's absolutely disgusting. I even saw articles 20 months ago when it was first coming out that the same stuff in tonic is the same stuff in hydroxychloroquine. They were trying to block that at some big wholesale supply, saying don't give it to people if they say it's for that. So you can drink it with vodka, you can drink it with gin, but you can't have it gin and tonic. Well, the tonic is known as an old name for a medicine, and again, it's the same chemical that is in the hydroxychloroquine. So this is the conscious suppression of known treatments, and it's criminal.
Well, and it has really infuriated me because we hear from moms all the time who are concerned about all kinds of issues that you address on the show. And we can't even answer questions because social media shuts you down. That goes against their standards. So moms are out there hungering for information and truth. And the whole entire medical industry has turned into this weaponized political, I don't even understand why American Medical Association is telling doctors what they're supposed to say and what they're not supposed to say. When I looked at my records from when I was at the clinic, it said, there is no medicine to treat the virus. That is a bold-faced lie. Why are they telling people that? They told me immediately, big, bold, all capital letters, stop taking hydroxychloroquine. Well, I'd been out by then. But when I told them I'd taken hydroxychloroquine, and then would you take the vaccine? No, I didn't take the vaccine. I have no idea what's in that vaccine. And there's just certain things that they're going to push at you. And you go to these doctors and these medical professionals because you trust them and you're looking for information and they are not giving it. And that just literally infuriates me. And so I'm going to get this out. I'll create videos. I'll go on any media source and I'll tell people, listen, we are being lied to. And we as moms, if no one else is going to handle this and take care of this right, we as moms are going to make sure that other moms know so that our children, our families, our parents are taken care of. Ivermectin saves lives. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. And now I have a whole bunch of it in my house in case any of my other family members get it. My husband got it. We have him on everything. So we have to make sure that we are taking care of ourselves. If the media is going to lie to us, if Dr. Fauci is going to turn this into a political issue, then my goal is to take the politics out of things that should not be political and make this about what really does make a difference. And we should start with what works to treat people with COVID and start telling the truth. There are treatments. They are out there. I was very blessed and lucky because I had friends and a great support team that when they found out, they were able to help me. What about everybody else? We've got to get this information out as far and wide as we can.
You're right. It's a life and death situation. Then you find out that big pharma and big media and big tech are together. When Senator Paul comes out and says natural immunity is way better than the immunity for the vaccine, they censor it, saying the UN doesn't allow that. When a young man in college has a heart attack because of the vaccine, They say, well, he told the truth, but still we're going to censor his post. He might scare people. That is tyranny. And Fauci and others know what they're doing. It is extremely criminal. I want to spend a few more minutes with Kimberly Fletcher of MomsForAmerica.us about her view on Trump, the election, where she sees all this going, and more. But what she's saying is absolutely on target. We have to warn others when we learn that there are amazing treatments for this and that they are suppressing them. By the way, I talked to physicians that are treating Google executives. They're all on ivermectin. We're already halfway through September 2021. It's just incredible. And now the world is waking up that InfoWars was the tip of the spear and was dead on. That's why it's more important than ever to keep us on air. And I thank you all for your support, your prayers, and your word of mouth that is key to circumvent and override the censors. And get great products at InfoWarsStore.com at the same time that are 50% off that make you healthier, wiser, and overall a stronger immune system. We have Winter Sun, 50% off, vitamin D3, back in stock. We have Ultra 12, high-quality vitamin B12, take it out of the tongue again, back in stock, 50% off. We have our incredibly strong turmeric extract concentrate, back in stock, 50% off. We have our great sleep aid. Knockout, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com, and the hair and beard formula for men. It's also great for women. It's really a multivitamin. Back in stock, all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We can't stay on air without you. Please continue to support us. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Plus, these are great products. Please take action.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Ooh.
live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Well, here is the national health minister saying it's a permanent lockdown in Australia and that you'll have to take shots all the time. The CEO of Pfizer said it will all end except for those that aren't inoculated. You will not be able to, quote, live your life. He said you'll have to have these shots to live your life. That's called being held hostage. Biden just got his, quote, third shot, and that's going to be his fourth, his fifth, his tenth, his 20th. And, you know, here he is supposedly getting protected when Israel did the booster shots 2 months ago and found it gave you, quote, 48 hours of more protection. So it'll be like an aspirin soon. You'll get 4 hours of protection. I mean, they say, oh, trust the science, but then, oh, don't look at the science. Don't go down the rabbit hole. You're not smart enough to be able to figure this out yourself. Here is, again, a clip of the Australian health minister, shady lady, and then we've got the head of Pfizer making the new announcement as well.
Stress. We will not be ever having to go back to pre-COVID levels. We're always going to have to be mindful that COVID exists. We're going to have to engage with booster shots. We're going to have to engage with advice from time to time. When we see outbreaks, we're going to have to respond. So it's not going to go back to normal. We can't deny that we're going to have to live with COVID. But having those very high vaccination levels will allow us to have more minimal restrictions or more minimal public health measures in place as we navigate the future year.
I agree that within a year, I think we will be able to come back to normal life. I don't think that this means that variants will not be continue coming, and I don't think that this means that we should be able to live our lives without having immune, without having vaccinations, basically. But that's, again, remains to be seen. The most likely scenario for me, it is that because the virus is spread all over the world, that we will continue seeing new variants that are coming out, and also we will have vaccines that they will last at least a year. And I think the most likely scenario is annual revaccination. But we don't know, really. We need to wait and see the data.
Dr. Bourla, thank you for your time this morning.
Oh, it was a great pleasure speaking to you, George. And we are sharing common heritage. So it was
an
honor to talk to you.
And so now he's more powerful than Bill Gates. The head of Pfizer tells you what you're going to do, when you're going to do. And, oh, the vaccine lasts at least a year, but you get boosters as well. And then you'll be allowed to maybe do a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Oh, we see the regulators say, don't take booster, don't give children. It will happen. Then this weekend on the same show, I am very pleased that they are overriding the scientists. It's very good for our company. Who died and made this guy God? While they control big tech and big media to block ivermectin and the rest of it. And don't tell you that 84% of hospital admissions and deaths, this is now a CDC study they put out last Friday, 80+% were vitamin D deficient. Oh, but don't say that from the rooftops. Yeah, if you don't have vitamin D, any virus will kill you. But notice, oh, there will be no variants of the cold. Oh, this is our new life. But COVID is their own little creation of five viruses combined with an HIV delivery system. So there's a real one out there where they can set the PCR test to whatever they want. So Kimberly Fletcher, I like your spirit, in that you see what this is, and you're saying they're trying to suppress us. They can't suppress us if we all go out and warn people, and then find doctors that know the truth, find pharmacies that know the truth, and never again support the big pharmacies that wouldn't help you and your daughter when you were dying. Support that little pharmacy even if you live in another state. Find the local people and make them successful. That's what America's all about. We need to pull out of the establishment. What do you say to that, Moms for America?
I'd say absolutely. We are creating a landing page on our website, and we hope to have done early next week. And we're going to be saying exactly that thing. If these pharmacies are not filling the prescriptions, call them out. Go to those local pharmacies. Let's help these small businesses who are standing up and doing the right thing. I think we need to start rewarding those organizations, those individuals, those entities, those corporations that are doing the right thing, because too many of them aren't. And it really goes back to the local community. And there's nothing more local than home and family. And right now, families, mothers particularly, are struggling trying to find out what are the answers. What is the truth? Where do we go to find these things? So Moms for America has become a trusted source that moms can come to. And now we're going to be adding all of the information we're finding on COVID. And I just try not to choke up here, but I just want to thank you. Because you and your team, you saved our lives. And you've done it for somebody who has a lot of passion. And so this story is not going to end. And we're going to do everything that we can at Moms for America to make sure that moms know about this. And thank you for what you did.
Well, listen, please don't thank me because it's the same thing. When I saw the statistics and the studies and knew that people that got on this early have like 100% recovery rate, you know, the combo, the budesonide's very important as well, and the zinc and all the rest of it, but obviously the ivermectin's incredible, along with hydroxychloroquine, probably even better than hydroxychloroquine, but you get what you can get. We're in this together. This evil group wants to successfully kill us and control us. It's a great victory, every person we save. So just like Dr. Bartlett literally has worked tirelessly through the night with so many other medical doctors, at the risk of their own license. You know, they get persecuted to save lives, but they didn't violate their Hippocratic Oath by these other people that don't just refuse to give you the medicine and the medical care. They hate you because they deep down know you are right and Dr. Bartlett's right and the studies are right. And so they're mad that you're not just going along with their charade because they're staying in an unconscious mode. It's up to us to shake them out of that conscious, unconscious mode into the conscious mode. And they're going to be the ones, like this medical nurse that blew the whistle. Her friend died in the hospital, another nurse. They wouldn't give her ivermectin. They killed her. And she saw them saying, no, it's the vaccine killing people and killing our staff, but we're not supposed to say the people dying, the majority have had the shot. Well, the numbers are out now. So, again, they're now asking medical staff to cover up their friends' deaths. I mean, how far are we going to go with these insane-looking medical heads? These are not Photoshop photos on screen. This is what the British and other top health ministers look like. Look at these people. What? They don't even think they're human.
I got to tell you that there are a lot more of us than there are of them. And when we start uniting together, I really believe that when moms start to get the truth and we start to unite together and we stand up, you don't stand against that. You don't mess with Mama Bear. And the more that these moms are realizing what the truth is, and these are moms who are teachers, they are medical professionals, as I said, one of our moms in Florida, she is a nurse practitioner. And they, a few weeks, well, I guess about a month ago, they got word that they were mandated. They have a really big clinic, 5,000 in their clinic, and they were mandated they were going to have the vaccine by November 1st. So she's like, this is enough. So they held a medical freedom rally. And the day before, one of the moms posted, who was a wife of the doctor, posted flyers on all the cars in the parking lot and said, what are you going to do on November 1st when 1,000 of your medical staff doesn't show up? And the next day they held the Medical Freedom Conference, which we had our media team get involved in. So they were all over the media. On Tuesday, they issued a new letter with new information saying, you want the vaccine, you can get it. If you don't, you don't have to. So it was a big win because they stood together and they united together. And that's what we need to do. They are threatening doctors with their licenses. They told our mom there in Florida and everybody in that clinic, if you don't take the vaccine by November 1st, you'll lose your job. If you want to put in a religious exemption, you can, but you'll have to wear a different colored badge so everybody knows.
Literally like Nazi Germany, and they pushed back, and they had victory. Incredible. Listen, I really like you, Kimberly Fletcher, momsforamerica.us. Come back soon as we're out of time and talk about your movement. You've reached millions of people, where you see Trump going, what you think about the election fraud and everything else. Join us again soon, and please join us on our other broadcast.
Will do.
All right. Thank you so much. Speaking of everything she said, I got a bunch of articles about that. Macron just got egged. Dozens of Massachusetts state troopers resign over COVID vaccine mandate. Army flight surgeon urges Pentagon to ground pilots who took COVID injection. Suddenly, I can't train. I cannot play. Top tennis pro now barely alive after he took the vaccine. And so much more straight ahead. InfoWars.com. Amara's news today. NewsWars.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Like New Yorker magazines calling for burning down oil refineries, blowing up pipelines, basically killing people. And the media is defending it, saying, well, of course we're going to blow everything up and burn everything down, except our businesses. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Let me hit this news. Suddenly I cannot train. I cannot play tennis pro 34 in season. He's ranked one of the top players in the world after COVID vaccine left him with violent pain in the heart, of course. French tennis player Jeremy Chardy says he regrets having taken the vaccine and suggests he may retire early next year. The problem is that we have no hindsight on the vaccine. Not a vaccine, it's experimental injection. Tennis pro 34 says he may never play again after taking the shot because he's so incredibly sick now and what it's done to his body. And, of course, they admit that that's what it does. We've got a side-by-side here of Reuters articles in the last 9 months of the rollout of the shot. April 27, 2021, U.S. CDC has not seen link between heart inflammation and COVID-19 vaccines. Oh, really? Is that why in your October 2020 report that's on the CDC website, you list everything that happened, myocarditis, all of it? Why is that in the CDC report? Oh, but here they are months later, November, December, January, February, March, April. Here they are 5 months later, weaponized, lying to you. U.S. CDC has not seen link, even though it was in a report 5 months before, by them officially on their site. U.S. CDC has not seen link between heart inflammation and CDC 19 vaccines. Because they're the ones putting it out and making money off of it. U.S. CDC has not seen link between heart inflammation and COVID-19 vaccines. Liars. Here they are a few months later in May. U.S. CDC looking into heart inflammation in some young vaccine recipients. And here they are in June. FDA to add warning about rare heart inflammation to Pfizer-Moderna vaccines. That's an older meme. Now you can say even by September, early September, hell, late August, they were saying, okay, it's not rare. You pull those headlines up. Heart inflammation and problems not rare, like previously thought. Evidence grows stronger for COVID vaccine linked to heart issue. CDC. That's in June. Now it's all confirmed with a warning on it. But back in December, when we learned about the CDC documents, they shut us down. That was another reason Jones has got to be banned. He's going to cost lives. It's like the young man that had the myocarditis on the golf team, missed the championship, may never be able to play while he's in college again. Could have died. They said, well, you really did have a heart problem. It was caused by the shot. But the UN has decided you're not allowed to have that video. We took it down. That was Yahoo News last week. The UN says an American college student and his doctor can't be interviewed and can't be heard from because the UN said so. You wake up, and the United Nations is in control. And the airlines, oh, get him off the screen. We're not allowed to show him. UN said, take it down. Take it down. That's right. Let's play Biden with his mask on. He's had three shots, but he's not protected, and he could get you sick. Got to keep wearing the mask. Got to take booster shots every few months. Got to stay locked up. Got to do it. Here, go ahead and play with audio. Here's Biden a few hours ago getting his booster. The government and the big pharma just puts out in us what they want when they want. Doesn't matter if it causes heart attacks and infertility. Oh, there's big studies. Now, give me the Yidon clip I forgot to play from yesterday. The former head of Pfizer science, actual scientist, virologist, talking about the attacking the ovaries. They knew that a year ago, too, the shot. But you don't need those pesky ovaries. Here's Biden.
Countries without vaccinations get vaccinated before they get boosters here in America.
We are helping. We're doing more than every other nation in the world combined. We're going to have well over 1.1 billion shots, and we're going to continue going. We're going to do our part. We've also given a great deal of funding to COVAX, which is the vehicle that does this. So we have plenty of opportunity to make sure we get everyone in the world to play our part, the largest part of the world, to get everyone vaccinated.
And if you believe they really put that in his arm, I got a bridge on the moon I want to sell you. That's enough. Get that skeleton off the screen. And again, we're meant to hate him, and I do hate him, and I want to see him go to prison with the rest of his dirty family, but a pedophile scum. But he's a puppet. So my hate for him is a one. My hate for Schwab and Bill Gates and the globalist is a trillion. Okay? We're meant to hate him. We're meant to focus on him instead of the people controlling it all. He's designed to run down the country. He's designed to bring it all down so the globalists can take over. Let's not let that happen. Let's, again, when you talk about the globalists, the politicians do as well. Where do you hear Rand Paul? Where do you hear Josh Hawley? Where do you hear Ted Cruz about the New World Order and the Great Reset and how this is a global carbon tax? Mark Moreno used to be the chief advisor of the Republican Senate on global warming. They all know him. He's saying it's a global carbon tax takeover. Here's MasterCard. Here's Bank of England. Here's J.P. Morgan. All saying it starts now. Not a word out of the Republicans that I've seen. I mean, we're being attacked by global corporate government that says we're going to be locked down forever, that's in full control of the EU and Australia, partial control of the UK and us, and we just sit here under corporate governance, global governance, with our captured nations, as Klaus Schwab goes, we have captured America, we have captured the other countries. It is quite good that we are now in control. We will change your body. We will control your body now, okay? I'm not saying you'll have a job. Not everyone can polish robots. Hey, hey. Well, that's not a very good German accent. He's German, but, I mean, he speaks French. He speaks it all. I mean, it's like it's a Bond villain voice. You're like, is that Russian? Is that German? Is that French? Every time he talks, it's different, like Kissinger. I mean, look, he might pull a mask off. It's like Mars Attacker's an alien under there. I mean, that's how he acts. The Great Reset will never end. It is a cut. The economy will never come back. Yeah. The angry world coming. Very angry. Here's Dr. Yidan, former chief scientist at Pfizer, telling you about your ovaries and the COVID shot.
Of last month, we know of four people who died shortly after vaccination. None of whom were particularly old. None of them were older than 70. And we know another half a dozen people who are...
Oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you. Seriously, this is like a six-month-old clip. It's in the hundreds of thousands now. He is specifically talking about those they admit the vaccine killed, like the BBC presenter. Well, let's continue.
And I agree. I'm a toxicologist as well as a pharmacologist, and I just couldn't believe what the design of these vaccines is stupid. For one of the reasons you just described, but separately from that, it was known for years, maybe decades, that the spike proteins of coronaviruses are so-called fusogenic. They prompt cells to clump together. There's a feline peritonitis vaccine which has a spike protein and coronavirus, and we know that the spike protein itself is biologically active, so it's just a stupid idea that you would present that into people without, for example, mutating it so that it would lose its biological activity but retain a lot of its immunogenic structure. So that was a stupid idea, and I've also recently discovered in the last month or so that for the mRNA vaccines that use a lipid nanoparticle formulations in order to protect the payload, unfortunately, those lipid nanoparticles themselves have had a more than a decades-long technical problem, well known to specialists in the industry, which is that they concentrate in ovaries. There's a paper I quoted, which is on a website for the Truth for Health Foundation, for whom I'm chief scientific advisor, the paper in 2012 that actually talks exactly about that, these lipid nanocarriers and ovarian toxicity, an underappreciated human toxicity risk. And yet, in 2020, Moderna and Pfizer both chose lipid nanoparticles.
This is from 6 months ago. This is from a year ago. Notice it all came true, like you said. We're going to go to break. We've got Gerald Celente coming up. I've got some more news I want to hit first. But remember, I'm in a war. You're in a war. The truth will trump lies, but you've got to get it out. COVIDland, the film, available now. It ships on the 6th of October, coming up in about 10 days or 9 days. Get a free copy of Endgame if you order before the ship date. Order by October 6th. Start shipping out, then you get a free copy of Endgame that covers the whole backstory with COVIDland, the movie, and that you're authorized and encouraged to make copies of these, to download them, to rip them, to share them. In fact, you better. So order now, InfoWarsStore.com or COVIDland.com. Takes you right to the video page and get a free copy of Endgame with COVIDland, Part 1, The Lockdown. Very professional, more than 40 interviews with top scientists and researchers. InfoWarsStore.com. Hour number 4, straight ahead.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.